I guess I'll just stop there for a moment and see if we have any prayer requests, prayer needs.
We do have several prayer requests, Chasten. This first one is for Larry Payne, who's been in the hospital since November 28th.
Okay.
His wife, Martha, who was one of my classmates in Cheyenne, now they live in Tulsa now, but she was one of my classmates, you know, a long time ago, 60 years ago. Anyway, she said she's seen some improvements. In fact, yesterday she said for the first time he opened his eyes and smiled. He does have pneumonia, and he's still on the ventilator and dialysis and a feeding tube, but she's seeing improvements. So, you know, there's a lot of people praying for them at this time.
Yes.
Then we want to pray for Cynthia Patterson, who has several issues. She's received a permanent port for dialysis, and she is on oxygen. She's getting to come home, though, but she'll be on dialysis 3 times a week for at least 12 weeks. And the doctors are hoping that her kidneys will begin to function properly. Cynthia is Amber Brewer's mom. And then we want to pray for the family of LaWanna Filer, who went to her heavenly home this week at the age of 91.
Wow.
And then we want to pray for the family of Evie Jo Bartz, who has also gone to her final resting place this week at the age of 87.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right, let's pray for these needs this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you today, Lord, lifting up each and every one of these needs, and even the needs, Lord, that is out there this morning that's not even, Lord God, wrote down today. We just continue, Lord God, to pray and believe that you just continue to minister and do your work, Lord, into the lives of your people. We pray for Larry today. We pray, Lord God, that you would just minister, Lord God, to him. Lord, we pray for strength. We pray for healing. We pray that, Lord God, that you would be with his family, that you would be with his wife. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you would just continue to do a work, Lord, in and through his life today. Lord God, we're believing for a complete touch and a complete restoration to take place, Lord, in and through, Lord God, their life today. Lord, we pray for Cynthia today. We pray, Lord God, that you'd move and minister, Lord God. Lord, there's several things taking place, Lord God. You know what she's facing, what she's going through, Lord God. Lord, she needs healing today. She needs a touch. She needs a hand of the Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that you would just enter, Lord, even that place where they're at today. Feel that place with your glory, with your presence. Let them know, Lord God, that you're there in that place. Lord, we bind it, Lord God. We bind every work of the enemy today. Lord, by your stripes, we're healed. We're made whole, Lord God. Lord, we just continue, Lord God, to believe and trust in you, Lord God, in all times, Lord God, in all things. Lord, I pray that you'd be with these family members. Be, Lord God, be with the family of, Lord God, of LaWanna, Lord God, I pray and minister to her, Lord God. She lived a full life, God, and we're thankful for that. But I just pray today that you would be with her family and give them a peace and give them a strength. Hold them together, Lord God, during this time. We pray, Lord God, for the family of Evie, Lord God. I pray that you just minister, Lord God, to her family, Lord God. Be with them, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would just continue to do your work, Lord, into their life. Continue to allow them to see your goodness and faithfulness. Lord, I pray for every unspoken need today, Lord God. There's so many that's facing difficult situations and difficult trials, but we know, Lord, that you are the answer, Lord God, and that you are a deliverer, Lord God, and there is nothing that is too great for you to do today, and we stand on your word and on your promises today. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. They are one of our Facebook sponsors. If you do not have a home church, I would encourage you to go visit Apostle Casey Elliott. Also, Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here in the Promise Center in Elk City, Oklahoma, y'all. And Crosscut Creations by Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, please contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction locks and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Elk City United Methodist Church is located on the corner of Country Club and Boone, across from the Big Red Barn. Sunday mornings, our celebration traditional service is at 9, Sunday school at 10, and our New Day Contemporary Service at 11. Worship services live stream on our website each Sunday at elkcityumc.com. There you will also find past messages, more information, and our calendar. And please like us on Facebook. Elk City Methodist Church, real faith for real life.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
'Twas just before Christmas in all through Elk City. Not a creature was stirring, not even Ray. Cowboy Coy was singing yee-haw as he greeted his customers old and new. They came to see his cool hat and all the great vehicles, new and used. The BD service team were helping customers tune up their cars, while Jay in finance was cutting prices and raising the bar. For it was December and everyone knew that F-150s, Expeditions, and even Lincolns too would all be marked down by thousands after David makes the call. They'd get to see David dancing and singing, discount, discount, discount them all. Let us pray.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. Our guest this morning is Chasten Music, and his title for today, y'all need to really get this, Closed Doors.
Amen. Talking about closed doors this morning, and I'm going to get into some of the doors that have got to be closed and have got to be sealed off within our life for us to be able to operate. And the first door I have this morning is the door of sin. The door of sin has to be remained closed and sealed off in our life. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, it says, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside of every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. The Apostle Paul understood and knew how important it was to close that door of sin off and how destructive it is. If the door of sin continues to be left open and unattended to, it will lead you to the place of spiritual corruption and spiritual death. It will overtake your life. If we give the enemy a step, he will always take a mile. The thing about sin is enticing, it's attractive, it seems fun at the moment. But it's only fun and attractive and enticing for a season. It doesn't last. The real reality of sin, this is the real reality of sin, is it's deceptive, it's destructive, and it's deadly. And it will overtake your life if you allow it to. Even the small little gaps.
Yes.
Even the small little bitty, we don't think anything of. The enemy will find his way in those places. I want to give you an example here about sin from King David. David never planned to commit adultery and to kill a man to cover up that adultery. He never planned that. It was not his intentions. But all it took was just one look of Bathsheba. It just took one look for him to commit adultery and then to murder a man to cover that up. We must seal that door completely in our life because it only takes one look.
Mm.
It only takes one yes. It only takes just this one little time. The enemy can use that, and he will bring complete destruction within your life. Yes. That's why it's important that we examine ourselves every day, making sure that we're covered under the blood of Christ every day in our life. The second door is the door of unbelief. And this is, maybe it in a place in our life, hey, we don't have any sin, but even as believers, there's many times where the door of unbelief stays open. We must not doubt or question what the Lord is able to do or how he is able to do it or the time he is able to do that. We must not have that door of unbelief open within our life. We've just got to continue to trust and know that God is faithful, God is just, God is true to do what he said that he would do. We just got back from the Acts 6-4 conference, and it's a conference in Texarkana. It sits right there on the border where close to 2,000 ministers come from all over different places, and they minister, and there's three services every day, and it's just so powerful. And the morning, one of the morning services, or the afternoon service, one of the afternoon services, there was a young lady that shared the word. And she was 80 years old. Mm-hmm. 80 years old. And she has been an evangelist for 52 years. And they said that she is going to be receiving a Smith Wigglesworth Award this year for her life of ministry for over 52 mm-hmm. years. And her name is Martha Tennyson. But she preached a powerful word, and I just thought this was important to share today. She preached the message, and this was her title: Stop Focusing on the How and Start Focusing on the Who.
Come on.
Don't focus on how it's going to take place, how it's going to happen, how it's going to unfold, but focus on who is able to make a difference, who is able to change things around. There's many that have unbelief because they can't see or comprehend how things are going to get better. But with Christ, all things are possible, and all things are better with him. Another door that we need to continue to remain closed is we must close and seal the door of rejection. There's many that feel rejected. I just want to share that everyone out there, that when Jesus came and he died and gave his life on that cross, he accepted all of us. He accepted all of us. And so we must not seek approval of man and seek approval of the world, but we must continue to seek our full approval from the Lord. And we do that by closing the door to sin and by believing him. Believing, hey, you know what? I have a better life and I have a better future because of Christ and who Christ is within my life. Mm-hmm. But before we can get to that point, into that place, there's doors that's got to be closed and sealed off to get there. I really believe with all my heart, I guess you can say bringing this to a close, I really believe that this could be the best year that we have seen. Mm-hmm. I really do. For everybody. Like I said, I believe this is going to be a year of miracles, of healings, of the supernatural, of the outpouring of his spirit, what he said that we would see in the last days. I really believe we're going to see these things. And I believe that this is going to be the best year for this station.
Thank you.
For this radio station. I really believe that there's going to be some new doors opened even here at the radio station. There's going to be new opportunities. There's going to be new sponsorships. There's going to just be some new things that takes place to reach even more people. But the important thing is we must stay in that same mind. And I put this in my notes this morning, that there's power There is power in agreeing.
Yes.
When we come into agreement, there's power there.
Amen.
So when we say, you know what, it's going to be better this year.
Yes.
We're going to see God do great things, and we agree together. Guess what? There's going to be power there, and God is able to manifest and manifest his power through that agreeing and connecting and coming together. And that's very powerful. I want to end with this morning in Philippians chapter 3, verse 16. He said, Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained. I think we need to grab a hold of that. That we have already attained. Let us walk by the same rule, and let us be of the same mind. Amen.
Amen.
With that word attained there, it means achieved. It means accomplished. It means fulfilled. And let us walk of that same rule and of that same mind. I'm going to close with a prayer today. But as we do that, we really need to make the decision to close the doors that the Lord has called us to close, so that we are able to walk in the new doors that God desires to open within our life.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to believe that it's already been done.
Amen.
And already been accomplished.
You know, Chasten, whenever I was in quarantine per the CDC for 2 weeks, because I wanted to follow the rules.
Right.
Whenever I got that rhema word, I began to review Monica. And I reminded myself of all the times and all the things that the Lord has done for me and through me. And in doing that, it, I guess, fanned my faith.
Right.
The fire of faith in me.
Mm-hmm.
And allowed me to rise up and grab a hold of it and keep a hold of it.
Yes.
And I think that was a really important step, you know, to really take that time. Did I want it? Absolutely not.
Right.
But it happened. It was there. So I seized the opportunity.
Yeah.
And glory to God, he brought me through it.
Amen.
And it's just, I get emotional.
Yeah.
Because he is so good. I know, such a surprise, isn't it? That Monica got emotional. And from someone whose heart had become stone. But I'm here to tell you, he still rolls away the stones,
yes.
Y'all.
Amen.
If your heart is hardened,
right.
If your heart is turned to stone, call out, cry out, Jesus. And you will not be turned away.
Absolutely. And one way you're able to close all these doors is by pleading the blood of Jesus.
Yes, come on.
You got to keep pleading, applying the blood of Jesus over yourself, over your home. I encourage our church all the time, just keep pleading the blood, applying the blood over yourself, over your family, over your home, because nothing can cross that bloodline.
Come on. Yes.
It's a barrier. It's a boundary.
Yes.
That wherever you apply the blood of Jesus, Nothing can cross.
Come on.
Not even the work of the enemy is able to cross that bloodline, that blood barrier. Amen.
And when, if and when the enemy does try to come and remind you of all the stuff, you say with your mouth, hey, that was nailed to the cross. My Jesus took that to the cross. Yes. It's nailed on there, and I ain't taking it down.
Yeah, absolutely. I encourage our listeners today to like and share this broadcast. I think it's going to be encouraging for many and give them a new perspective and a new outlook for this coming year.
Amen.
So I'm going to close, and I want to pray for them. Heavenly Father, we pray for all of our listeners today. Pray that you lift them up, that you would encourage them today. I pray, Lord, that this is a reminder today, Lord, and it's a decision that we have to make every day to close the doors of yesterday, close the doors that tries to hold us back and to hinder us from the newness of God. And Lord, I just pray today, Lord, as we close this program, dismiss it, that we just got to continue to believe in you. Continue to believe that you're able to do the impossible, that you're able to do, Lord, what no man is able to do. You're able to do abundantly and exceedingly more than we can think, see, or even imagine. And Lord, I pray that we believe today that no matter what we're facing and going through, that we believe in you, that it's already been done and already been accomplished. Lord, I just pray, Lord, continue to pray for this radio station as the word continues to go out. I pray, Lord God, for new doors to be open this year. Lord, I just pray, Lord God, that we just see the goodness and the favor of the Lord like we've never seen before. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. I'm just a sissy for the Lord, y'all. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. And it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Neva Pyatt, and from our brother, Pastor Chasten Music. Y'all have a blessed weekend, and we will see you tomorrow, Monday.
Amen.
Let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.